This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to come as news to exactly none of you, but there is a ton of money to be made in healthcare if you can figure out how to lower healthcare spending. One of the ways to do that, says conventional wisdom, is with what are called minute clinics, the 2,000-odd retail healthcare offices you find in big box stores and in pharmacies. I know you've seen them. The thinking is that people are going to choose those over the more expensive doctor's office visits or trips to emergency rooms. That is happening a bit, but just not enough to offset the costs of all the new people coming into the clinics who until now had just stayed home. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is on that one.
A minute clinic is to healthcare what an iPhone is to email.
Because it's so convenient for me to check my email on my iPhone, I check it a lot, way more than I may need to.
That's Dr. Ativ Mehrotra, a policy analyst at RAND and one of the study's authors. He says thanks to the rise of all these clinics, folks with a cold, the flu, or a sore throat are getting care instead of staying home. That may improve their health, but does little to save money long term.
If this was a study showing that more people are getting mammograms and colon cancer screening, I'd be excited and happy, and this would be great. But the rub here is the types of care that's being provided. You know, is this high-value care that we're providing?
It's difficult to say from this report, given some of the data is a few years old and looks just at commercially insured patients. Dr. Andrew Sussman, head of Minute Clinic for CVS Health, says the same convenience that makes it easy for someone to deal with a cold also helps a newly insured patient get care for their diabetes.
We see a lot of people who their Minute Clinic visit is their first entry into the healthcare system. We refer them to physicians for follow-up so that they can get to the healthcare that they need.
It would be nice to draw a definitive conclusion on minute clinics, but that's not happening today. But what is a little clearer, says Harvard economist Catherine Baker, is insurers who look to these clinics to save money may have to rethink that strategy.
People had hoped that by making retail clinics available, that we'd see a big reduction in emergency department use, and we just haven't seen that.
Baker says rather than worrying about minute clinic visits, insurers could get a lot more bang for the buck if they figured out why people are still showing up in the ER, even when they don't have to. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.